Josh Jacobs' last 20 games, including last year's playoff loss to the Eagles, he has 26 rushing touchdowns. It's highly unusual for that kind of clip to take place. About 25 or so years ago, whatever it was, Priest Holmes had back-to-back 20-plus rushing touchdown seasons. I think he had 47 or 48 across 2 years. That's pretty much the ultimate in terms of production and, by extension, fantasy production. But we don't see that much these days. You know, I think LeGarrette Blount many years ago had 17 or 18 touchdowns, and Jamal Williams had maybe 20 rushing scores 2 or 3 years ago. But we don't see someone like a Josh Jacobs, a bell cow, who has been around the block for a while. He's 27 years old. It's his, seventh season. And he, over the last roughly year, has been dominating with touchdowns. He's not dominating in other places, and that's kind of some of the concern. And this concern that I'm about to say does not suggest you do something with Josh Jacobs. It's just the concern that his broken tackle rate is right on the edge of being the worst of his career. His yards after first contact are second worst of his career. His yards before first contact are, I think it's the worst. Yeah, the worst of his career. He is someone who is relying on getting close to the red zone or getting close to, the goal line. He is number two in goal line carries this year. He was number one last year. That's a driving force behind why he is dominating. Even in the red zone, I think he's number three or number two last year and this year. Maybe number three last year, number two this year. In red zone carries. There's very few guys like him in the NFL. Very few guys like him in the last several years in terms of what he's done when healthy. He has been a tried and true. You know what you're getting. You're getting solid receptions. You're getting solid rushing yards. And you're getting solid touchdowns. I mean, he has 72 touchdowns in 99 regular season games. That's remarkable. That is not normal. Now, you see also this possibility that either he's regressing a little bit in year seven, or, and the Packers are regressing a little bit. The injury to Tucker Kraft is huge. I talked about this a little bit on the blog today. He, over his career, Kraft has accounted for 62% of his receptions have accounted for first downs. Which is an amazing clip. It's higher than Trey McBride for his career, higher than Brock Bowers, higher than Tyler Warren. It's what Kraft meant to this offense when healthy makes him irreplaceable. And so we've seen now Carolina and Philadelphia lock down the Packers' offense to a large extent. Jacobs is still getting his touchdowns. He's still getting his yards. But the rest of the offense is struggling, starting with Jordan Love. And so if you're down Kraft, and you're already down Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden sat yesterday, Romeo Doubs exited early with a chest injury, at what point does this offense become one that does not consistently get inside the red zone, doesn't consistently get near the goal line? Now you're expecting Jacobs to be elite, and he's, the RB6 right now in fantasy points, right behind Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's pretty impressive. But how do you, in this offense, if they are struggling, continue to be the reliable elite or even near elite running back? This doesn't mean that you think about, benching him ever. As long as he's the bell cow, even if he's not scoring, he's getting you about 12-plus fantasy points because of his receptions. That really is key for him. The fact that he's getting about four or so targets a game, give or take, I think this year is like 3.5 on average. But he's getting enough targets where he's getting enough catches, and his yards per reception are high enough career-wise. I think it's 8 or so yards per reception, and this year it's around 9. He's going to get you a good, good floor. It's the ceiling that concerns me, because if this offense is in fact slowing down, regressing, because of the loss of Kraft and because of other injuries to key receivers, then it lowers the probability of Jacobs getting those opportunities to get touchdowns. And then when we get to the fantasy playoffs and you're starting Jacobs, you might be in a position where you're no longer starting someone who is a reliable, let's say 16 to 18 plus point running back. Instead, you're hoping for 12. And if you're starting a running back and you're hoping for 12, that's trouble. It's kind of like the old days, like last year, Chuba Hubbard, where the offense was stagnating. Hubbard was great, but you knew that unless he scored, you probably weren't getting much more than 9, 10 points, even if he had a great game. At what point are we concerned enough about this Packers offense that Josh Jacobs might be a more glorified version of Chuba Hubbard, cranking out yards, getting some catches, but that's it? And that is the concern I have going into week 12. That's why the Packers getting as healthy as possible, as quickly as possible, if they've got Watson, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Dontayvion Wicks, and Matthew Golden at receiver, and Luke Musgrave at tight end, ideally, that should be enough to keep this offense moving. But you never know. Packers struggled with injuries to their receivers in 2023, and it's happened all over again in 2025. Back in 23, Jacobs really struggled. That was his worst season. He had only 6 touchdowns in 13 games, 6 rushing touchdowns, and 6 touchdowns overall. And he had his worst yards per carry, 3.5. The offense struggled. It was a season where Jordan Love actually did much better than the market expected. I was high on him. I thought he was way undervalued, but even he exceeded my expectations. It's just that Jacobs really struggled. You could blame that a little bit on the fact that he had around 390 touches the year before, and I think that's fair. But last year, we could also say, well, he had over 350 last year. So some of his struggles this year, quote unquote, whereas 3.7 yards per carry or whatever, could be due to that. The touchdowns are keeping his value inflated beyond what most other running backs with his other production of yards and touches should have. And so if you think that this Packers offense is going to be fine, there's nothing to worry about. But if you believe, as I do, that the injuries, especially to Kraft, are pushing this offense from well above average to middling, or maybe even a little worse, that's going to impact Jacob's ceiling ahead of the fantasy playoffs. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.